So I had the AirPods in my just this small backpack, right? I dumped them in there and then I brought the other headphones with me because the ones I usually just record on, which is the ones I'm wearing now. You know what? It's a whole thing and it's difficult to explain, but moral to the story is the fucking episode is going to be there's going to be background music for sure, and I don't know if I may or may not get flagged. I don't get any listeners. But in case somebody thinks I'm fucking stupid because I don't know what I would do with it, it's fucking weird, right? But also, I don't have any listeners, so I think we're okay. But yeah. I will be your host for this podcast, Tone Devs. Welcome to this episode. I hope that everyone is doing well. Save a thumbs up. I feel the question of your loneliness. Goodbye, I guess I'll be by your side. You know I will. How underrated is this song? Ex-girlfriend called me up alone and desperate on the telephone. I was gonna say telephone. Damn. I want to give you 7 years for being sad. I love all of you. Hurt by the cold. So stop, honestly. Yo, I feel so. I'm going to spaz out because honestly, this episode, I don't know what we're doing yet. I don't know. But I think I'm safe right now, so. That part right there. Imagine me taught by tragedy. Release is peace. Oh! That part right there. But to get into the episode, I wanted to introduce the room. I have Ariel, my baby. Ariel, Diesel, and Alex is what I'm saying. So at any point during the time I happen to bring them up, you'll know exactly who I'm referring to. This was taken at a Target. So let me play the video.
What is going on at Target right now?
Baby is crying.
Oh, look at me. Oh,
Target, get your shit together. Anyway, but that's fucking Target. And then Walmart's bitch ass. Did you hear that they're going there? I thought it was Amazon at first, but hold on. Hold on. Now I'm searching. I'm searching things. Oh. The fucking shit I'm reading right now. So it says, the new concept called Walmart Megatron is the latest effort to drive customers back to retail locations. While Walmart's growth has remained steady, it has been unable to keep pace with online retailers such as Amazon. It says, customers are constantly choosing convenience over traditional person retail shopping. John Simmons, head of Walmart. So it's basically saying that Amazon is its competition, and so it's saying Amazon is its Walmart's competition, so they've came up with a new convenient way to start shopping more at Walmart if you're going to do shopping online. So they figured, let's do a drone that will fucking fix that issue, which already Amazon is doing that. I think I've talked about this fucking time ago, but what the fuck? Get your shit together. So I'm not saying, right, that I'm part of the X-Files, but I'm also saying that I'm part of the X-Files, right? Because my theme song for everything is off. Sad. So I'm not saying that I'm part of the X-Files, but I'm also saying that I'm part of the X-Files. So I'm going to play a clip of Trump saying whatever he's about to say. But yeah, I'll get into that in a bit.
We're not going back to people that want to destroy our great social security system. Even some in our own party, I wonder who that might be, that want to raise the minimum age of Social Security to 70, 75, or even 80 in some cases, and that are out to cut Medicare to a level that it will no longer be recognizable.
Listen.
That was their original thought. That's what they always come back to. Remember that. You have to remember that. You heard it here first. We are never going back to a party that wants to give unlimited money to fight foreign wars. Mm-mm. That are endless wars, that are stupid wars. But at the same time demands that we cut veterans' benefits and retirement benefits at home. Our soldiers will no longer live in the streets of our city. We have cities where our soldiers, our great soldiers, are living on concrete. They're living on asphalt. We will take care of our soldiers. There has never been a time like this. Illegal immigrants come in and we house them in the Waldorf Astoria and many other of the greatest hotels anywhere in the world. But our soldiers, we do nothing for them. They sleep out at night and they freeze. They freeze in the cold and they die in the heat. Well, people that came into our country illegally are in beautiful hotel suites, perhaps watching us on television right now. We were taking care of our soldiers just a short while ago, but we don't do that anymore. But we'll start doing it again. Our soldiers are very special to us. When a wonderful town in Ohio has difficulty, we are going to take care of that town, that city, that village, prior to worrying about the rest of the world. We're taking care of the problems of the rest of the world that they're not taking care of themselves. They have us put up the money. You know what I'm talking about. If you look at Ukraine, and we all feel so badly about it, but why isn't NATO putting up dollar for dollar with us? We put up $140 billion, and they put up just a tiny fraction of that. And, you know, we all want to see success, but it's far more important to them than it is to us because of that location. We are never going to be a country ruled by entrenched political dynasties in both parties, rotten special interests, China-loving politicians, of which there are many. You're listening to this, Mitch McConnell? Are you listening? And a militant left-wing news media that's either frightened of telling the truth or is truly evil and bad. I don't know. I think in many ways they're frightened. But you never really know which. We are not going back to this mindset. Not now. Not ever. There you have.
What are your thoughts on that? When you start listening to everything that is out there as a possibility, I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. I'm it's such a trip to listen to him saying that there's a reason why the United States is coughing up the money and the amount of money that it's giving. I know there's a lot of things that he also says that are pretty shitty and about the whole racism. I mean, I'm not even gonna get into that, but to listen to that clip and him calling out people within the White House is like, it's a trip because everything is in the X-Files. It really comes back to the X-Files is basically what I'm saying. The government is behind everything. Every fucking, this whole UFO shit that's going on. And then I saw a clip of someone, you know, like a bunch of people recording this ring in the sky at night while people were out. So, I don't know. Everything is just fucked. And I know there's some shit going on right now. And they're using everything else as a distraction. But we're just really not paying attention to really what's going on. And that's what's annoying about it. That I don't know. It makes you wonder. Like, it makes you want to question everything, right? I don't know. We're not safe anywhere. And I've said this. I just don't trust every government in any country. I just don't fucking trust the government, period. It's like the house always wins, right? That's the saying. But I'm saying it all falls down. But when it all falls down, I have to come up with some sort of theory on it. Because, duh, right? I'm technically Fox Mulder and Dana Scully. So I have to come up with a theory. So what I'm saying, I'm gonna dig into this, okay? But let's go on that coffee break. Yeah, because I'm gonna get some water. Okay. Cool. Know I'm so freaking, I don't know, I got right into it, huh? I can't explain to you how pretty today is. So, you know my love and hate for TikTok, right? So, this is a little bit of, like, kind of shitting on it, right? Unfortunately. But also, on a cringe level. And it did it for me in those kind of both ways. So, I saw this video which I'm going to play in a bit. So is this part of a rant? Or am I just... is this like... I don't know how to even refer my subject as right now. But the point is it did something for me. So I don't know if you know Celise Rose. I've known of her for a little bit because I'll see her a lot on TikTok, right? And she posts up some good shit that's funny. But... so I came across this video and I was like, all right. So here I am, right? And I don't want to sound like I'm shitting on it too hard, but you know, it's like, unfortunately, right? If it was anyone else, I would have done it equally and it would have been better for me because I'm talking about someone that's like, whatever, ranting. But because she has a following base, it seems different, you know, so I can't be, I'll know how I feel once I play it again, but the first reaction, right, is what did it for me, so here we are. So let me play this.
It is not your job to raise your parents. It is not your job to chase your parents. It is not your job to fight so hard for them to validate you. It is not your job to make your parents realize how worth it you are by chasing them even more. It is not your job to teach your parents how to love you correctly or the way that you deserve to be loved in. Now, I know a lot of parents are gonna get mad at this and that's okay. You do what you need to do, but I'm not talking to you right now. I'm talking to all of my people that have been hurt by their parents. And somehow, some way, those parents make them feel guilty for being hurt about what they did to them. See, these days, no one likes...
Hold on.
Your parents had to love you correctly or the way that you deserve to be loved in. Now, I know a lot of parents are going to get mad at this, and that's okay. You do what you need to do, but I'm not talking to you right now. I'm talking to all of my people that have been hurt by their parents, and somehow, some way, those parents make them feel guilty for being hurt about what they did to them. See, these days, no one likes to talk about what triggered you to get mad. They just like to talk about the way you reacted to something and how you're angry and ungrateful and all these things, but let's talk about what triggered me. Let's talk about what hurt me. Oh, now we don't want to talk, huh? Yeah, I get it. Have the day you deserve.
Doesn't that seem like a diss a little bit? Like, have the day you deserve? If I were to hear that from someone, like a rando, right? And goes, have the day you deserve, I take that a little passive aggressive. But that's my feelings, right, on it? I mean, I think that everyone is in their right. Like, first of all, the bitch-ass song, like, can't give me something to have. I don't know if the lyrics come off that way, right? But to say something that way as if it's supposed to... I just hate when people do that, period. Like, why do you do that? I think that... Oh, man. I think we're all cringe, honestly. That's the cringing part to me about this whole video. Like, why the fuck the song all the time? And I see that. I'll see that on TikTok a lot. And that goes into the cringing fucking pile of shit that I feel. And I can't even explain to you the passion that I feel towards the cringiness because I think I get so mad, but it's also funny to me and it does something for me. But because I think I've been cringing myself and I'm cringy, period. So I don't know, but the fucking feel effect that it, like, she wants you to have by just playing whatever she's saying in the background with that fucking song. And I've seen so many videos and it's like the most absurd shit. Like, why?
You are by chasing them even more. It is not your job to teach your parents how to love you correctly or the way that you deserve to be loved.
It's like, fuck all your parents. Give me something to have. You need to do what you need to do, you piece of shit.
Those parents make them feel guilty for being hurt about what they did. Give me something to hide.
What is the song saying, by the way? Fuck! Anyway, look. I feel like my heart goes out to everyone that feels some type of way about their parents. Like, I think it's a very touchy subject. I don't know if you know the new era. Kids are fucking disrespectful shit. I don't think everything is perfect. I love my family, but I don't see myself coming off like being like, yo, fuck, you know, like, I think that if that's, I don't know. I think some things are just meant to be private, but I mean, the point is, it felt wrong to shit on the video because she was saying something like that. But it happened to be that I was scrolling and it did something for me. And I'm not shitting on her shit because she's funny. But I'm just saying, like, she happened to get in that pile and I'm trailing lightly with what I say because it's a following base. Like, it feels weird to be, like, shitting on. It just feels weird. Right? I don't know if it's just me, but I'm just saying, what the fuck? Are you shit together? I don't know that song though. That fucking song does it for me. And I'm not gonna make, this is not the first video. I think I'm going to shit on another video properly and the way I want to next one. But it felt like whatever she was saying was too sensitive for her to kind of shit on it properly. So I wasn't authentic on that, right? And I realized this too deep in. Now, am I going to discard this whole segment because of that? No, right? Because I already told myself on a piece of paper literally right now. Well, actually today, that I can't allow myself to stop the recording to re-record a whole segment because I'm too deep in, right? But yeah, I'm basically telling you how the sauce is made. I'm gonna find another video. It's just, now it feels like I have to justify. I don't know, it feels wrong, but the song, you could literally be spilling bullshit and the song is going to influence something. And it's, that's funny to me. Like the whole suggestive of the heart warmth or the heartfelt video. It's bothering! Damn, I need to find another video to just like really unleash my fucking things. But it's fine, man. It's fine. I'm mad about it right now.
All these things, but give me something to have.
Damn, she's so aggressive with it. It's funny. But, I don't know. People are just funny to me. I love it, though. I fucking love it, but it does make me feel some type of way. But I need to know what that song says so I can sing it properly. I'm gonna find another video, though. I'm gonna find out the lyrics to that and if I'm even saying whatever I'm saying correctly. But yeah, that's all I got. You should see right now. I keep talking about this morning, but it's so nice. Ariel and I went on a walk. And there's this little hill. So I purposely ran before her, right? I started running while she was distracted. And she started running up the hill a little bit, and I started taking these pictures of her. Oh, so pretty. It was right when the sun was rising, so it just looked nice. I love them. But yeah. So anyway, they keep talking about this morning, but right now as I'm recording, the sun is shooting right at the new plant that I got, which it's a fiddle leaf fig, but it just looks so nice. I can't even tell you. Anyway, so let me play this song really fast. Is this the one that I'm going to be recommending? Salud. Wait, what? It's not this one. I was working out last night and this band came up and I was like, oh, I was like, haven't heard this in forever. So the song is called The Bitter End by Placebo. And if you do not know who Placebo is, what? Placebo is a rock band, apparently. I like a few songs. It's not all of them, but I had not heard them in forever. So probably recommend that song, but I don't know. Yeah, I think I'm regretting my decision in that song. This is more of a private listening, I think. I just like... Look, I'm not going to justify me liking Placebo to you, okay? I like some songs. But if you don't... I mean, it's not for everyone, right? All getting all insecure. But yeah. You know what? I don't know. I'll leave the recommendations of the song on the description of the episode. I probably won't be... No, I won't recommend this one. Don't listen to this one. But yeah, thank you so much for hanging out with me. Sending you all caffeine to your bloodstreams. Take good care. Be well, be kind, but take no shit. And also... I don't know. I don't know what that also is right now. Yeah. Okay, God bless you, okay? But
once upon a time, a place called Ruby the Screw. A few characters get outside to see the experience. And it works a little something like this.
Can I see some ideas, please? Down the dark.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Macho!
Okay. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.